The warehouse was cool, the air humming with the sound of the press again. Robert stepped to the bench where the raw steel waited for its transformation. He felt the weight of the hammer in his grip. It was not a weapon now. It was a tool of peace. Virginia walked in then, her gait steady and calm. She watched him work for a long moment, observing the rhythm of his hands. "It looks good, Father. It feels right," he said. "The steel is pure today." He fired the forge up, the orange light casting deep shadows on the walls. "Do you want a turn?" "I want to watch first," Virginia said, leaning against the solid brick. "I want to remember." She took her medication, a quiet, private act of discipline and healing. "I am glad to be here," she whispered to herself. "I am glad to be back." Robert finished the weld, the joint seamless and strong in the torchlight. He turned to her then, his face tired but calm. "We are doing it, V. We are rebuilding it." "Not an empire this time," she said, stepping up. "But a legacy of worth." "I can live with that," Robert replied with pride. Barbara and Shirley came through the side door, carrying logs for the fire. "The market is calling," Shirley said to the group. "But they can wait today. Today is for the steel. Today is for the work." They stood in the circle, the heat of the furnace warming their tired faces. The medical emergency was becoming a memory, a lesson in the fragile beauty of their lives. They didn't need wealth. They didn't need status. They just needed the work, and they needed each other. Robert took the hammer. "Let us start the day. The iron is waiting. The fire is burning. The world is ours now. It was always ours." Virginia touched the warm surface of the bar. "It is solid, Father. It is built to last." "Like us," Barbara said. "Like the tower's name. We are forged in fire. We are shaped by pain. But we are here today." Robert nodded to them. "Let us make something that actually matters. Something that stays." For the first time ever, the echo of the hammer rang through the shop. The sound of a new life. The sound of a home. "We are home," she said. "We are finally home."